You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Canceled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Canceled.
Family Mojo is canceled.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast. We were supposed to have JoJo Siwa and she bailed last minute, so we called her Josie.
Very close second here.
Is that actually true?
Really similar energy.
Why would JoJo Siwa come on this?
I really have no idea. Great what question. She
Hey, what up, you little cock ring? Thanks for having me.
This podcast is gonna be bad, definitely, because this is our I feel like our closest friend that we've all had on.
Why would JoJo Siwa come on this?
I have literally no idea.
She's an icon.
Did she go to Korea?
Yeah, like she definitely doesn't want one anymore if she's gonna come on here. But I mean, I don't know. She didn't, so here you are. Hello, Harry Jowsey.
Hey, thanks for
having
me.
How are you today?
I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know what to expect. I'm not drinking, so
yeah, we're all just getting drunk around. Yeah.
I took seven shots. I'm so nervous.
Yeah, Hunter has a lot of tea on Brooke and Harry, and he's been threatening to expose it.
There's no tea.
There's no tea at all.
Last time she got drunk.
Sounds like two defensive people, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd say you guys can calm down a little bit.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing.
There's absolutely nothing going on.
Never,
so
ever.
I think we should just delve into talking about Harry's life first before we all get really evil and exposy and terrible.
I couldn't agree more.
Let's talk about the fact that as if you didn't want to be any more like my ex, you're boxing.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, are we doing this? Is this how we started this?
He walks in, he goes, they told me I look like Jake Paul today.
No.
I'm like, that's weird because I still think you're ugly.
I get a stylist and then my boy's like to me, he starts laughing. He's like, you look like Jake Paul. I'm like, bro. Anyway, so
sorry.
I box. Is this how I started? Shout out Big JP. I'm not boxing anymore.
Boxing Taylor? Or that's already over?
Oh, no, that was a joke.
That was completely a joke?
That was a fan. Me and Taylor are filming a show together for Netflix. Shout out Netflix.
Oh, really? Huge. That's way cooler congrats. Almost.
Yeah, because I got him on because I'm the fucking plug.
Okay.
Of course.
Didn't call me at all. Doesn't want me
so
on
good.
It.
Yeah,
fuck me.
It's a competition show, so I know we would have lost if you were on the team.
Fair enough.
Very true.
Anyway, so me and Taylor just started going at each other on Twitter because we're bored, obviously, on set. Like, it takes a
damn
long time to do shit.
I really feel like everyone believes that you
guys
are fighting.
No, it was literally a fan edit. My fan sent it to me. He's like, oh, like, posted it. And I was like, yo, send me that so I can post it. And then Drama that posted it. All these other TikTokers are coming at me. Like, all his fans
people
are like,
kind of want it.
Taylor's going to kill you. And then I'm like, bro, like.
No, I was like, damn, you lose to Gibb once. You got to fight Harry Jowsey.
I was convinced.
Well, I'm 230 pounds.
Yeah, it's like not a fair fight, I think.
You're 230 pounds?
Yeah.
You don't know that by now? Okay, I feel like burnt.
Oh, my gosh.
I really love this episode. Yeah. I really, really love this episode. I think it's going to be great.
Wow, thanks for having me, guys. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, I love it. I thought we were going to have a whole conversation about how you're boxing, but apparently you're just doing more shit for Netflix.
Well, great. I'm like, cut the cameras.
Honestly. I have a stress ball today, too, guys, because Harry Jowsey really stresses me out. But speaking of things you're doing for clout for Netflix, what's going on with you and Chloe?
Oh, that's good. That's a good transition.
How is that?
No. Chloe's one of my, the craziest thing is,
look me in the eyes and say you haven't hit.
I haven't hit.
There was zero eye contact for
that. No, I was just thinking about Chloe's journey.
You literally hit.
I haven't hit.
Oh, I don't believe you in the slightest. Continue.
So me and Chloe, the crazy thing is we haven't really spent time together in the show because it was with all these random people. And then we've known each other for years and never really hung out. So she come to America to do more Netflix stuff. And then we were just spending time together. You met her, yeah.
Yeah, I actually really, really like her. We were dying laughing at the fact that she leaked your number.
She was telling me, you grabbed her and you're like, I'm going to fuck you.
I said it as a joke.
And I was like, that's kind of
she 100% meant it.
I want to fuck her. I would fuck her.
She's hot.
You know?
You would?
So when you were on Too Hot to Handle, was there ever chemistry with her?
I feel like we both have our energies match. We bounce off each other. So
she is similar.
Were you guys on the same season? Is that a stupid question?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they were on the same season.
Yeah, we were on the same season.
Oh, but you were matched up.
Yeah.
But didn't she like you in the beginning of the season? She was she wanted you.
She did, and she kissed me, and I said I'll never go for her because she smokes.
And then you chose the devil. Look how that ended
up.
She
was smoking.
Yeah, we're going to talk. Oh my God. Harry and I one time made a 30-minute expose. A 30-minute expose on Francesca. And then I pussied out on uploading it.
Damn, that
would have broken. No, I thought you did upload it.
No, I never uploaded
it. You uploaded it something with him. Because it was like the first video after
my video. It was OnlyFans, but were you in that video too? Like, did we post a YouTube video too? Oh yeah, like a truth or drink or some shit.
Yeah, and there was no actual tea in it.
Yeah, I got shit faced.
Yeah, and there was literally no actual tea. But then we like sat down and actually made like an evil.
Yeah, that was evil. And Amari was in the back like going at it.
It's such a good video. Maybe one of these days.
So good. He went in. Yeah. And then he jumped in, screaming. We're all like, wow. Little Mr. What does he call it? Miss Francesca Wells Fargo?
Yeah, he calls her Francesca Wells Fargo. No, but honestly, I think that it's good that I didn't upload it because I would have looked like an absolute fucking pick me idiot when you went back to Francesca.
That was a
You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about that. How are you guys? What terms are you on?
I saw on Twitter you didn't finish getting the tattoo removed.
Oh, we're doing this.
Wow. Yes, Hunter, throw those down.
You've been trying so hard to not speak about it because I'm like, you know what? We're on different paths. Nothing but respect for her.
Of course.
Wish her all the best.
Wow. You're turning over a new
like fucking paper.
Netflix has a gun to the back of his head right now. Like.
No, there's literally nothing. She blocked me on everything. She's in a new relationship. I'm doing my thing. I'm fucking Tana's friends. So yeah, everything's been good.
Which one of Tana's friends are you fucking?
Just many. Yeah.
Is there anyone that on the couch by chance you might have?
Do you have to take it there? Like I feel like we could just have a normal day.
I love that they're like kind of fighting about this. I've never thought about that. I would love a good Hunter Brooke fight on the podcast.
Come on.
Hey, Harry.
Oh man, I'm so
I'm trying to think about what else.
I'm so nervous. I hate this. This is my least favorite episode so far.
So far?
My friend Harry. It's actually how we started. We were at dinner.
Yeah, we were at
Okay, why do we keep going like this?
It doesn't have to go there.
Harry?
Just so you know.
She was talking about the entire night before. But I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, last night she was like, I can't wait.
Harry
calls Brooke milky
that
titties.
That's so offensive.
Yeah, that was a lot you'd rather talk about. Wow, you're canceled. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to hear.
I didn't start it. I have nothing to do with
you
this.
You do have milky titties and plum juicy lips.
Nice.
Oh, okay. See, we're coming so far. Say they won't make a sex tape on the podcast right now.
We won't.
But, that's really fucking rude. Speaking of sex tape, Harry, how is your OnlyFans?
Oh, it's cranky. Nice. Did you see that they're cracking down on sex tapes?
No, they changed it back.
But then they changed it back.
Yeah, they said that they changed it. We're sorry.
Oh, I'm legit. I'm holding on. I've got like a handful of sex tapes.
What are you doing on OnlyFans? Are you like dick out? Like
no,
swinging?
I'm full like cheek spread.
Cheek spread.
Like butthole.
Yeah.
You can you can buy your butthole on OnlyFans, swear to God.
No,
swear to God.
No, you can't.
No, this is such good promo for his OnlyFans. I'm sick. Go buy my butthole.
Have you got your hole out yet?
No holes.
Your titties out though.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I've never got my hole out though. I've got almost my whole meat out.
How much have you made on OnlyFans so far?
Meat.
A bit of money, like not a crazy amount.
No, you sat down today and you said, I'm only going to get cockier. My bank account has so much money in it. I said, okay, Harry, let's start rolling.
No, I'm not that rich. I sent so much money to my friends and I take care of my family, so
I really hate how much he talks about what he buys for his friends, and then I'm just sitting here like, what am I, chopped fucking liver?
Well, you're rich enough, Captain Six Mil. Yeah, like you buy me something, fuck it.
Yeah, seriously, me too.
I'm gonna buy you a muzzle. You did tweet me that the other day. You were like, I pay for Boa every time. How are you gonna call me poor?
Yeah, no, she tweeted oh my God, Six Mil, I'm so rich, someone fuck me. And then I literally was like, oh, proud of you. And he like only shows up when the bag's around. And I'm like,
I'm so mean to you.
Excuse me, for fuck's sake. Sitting here being broke, making my measly couple mil a year, and you're doing it in
being
a couple months.
Being broke, making my measly couple mil a year.
That literally stung and hurt. No, it hurt me so bad.
And you're just like, oh, fuck, you got to show up with the money. I'm like, I'm paying for your dinner. You probably got my card in your Uber as well.
No, she has my card on her Uber. I make no money. Yeah. She has my card. I wake up every morning with like a couple, like $1,000 worth of charges. And I'm like, homeless.
My Uber's broken.
What
and
do
I
you
go
spend
everywhere.
Money on? This is my question. Everyone, she doesn't have a car. She doesn't do
I don't know how to
anything
drive.
But buy weed.
Yep.
And get fucked by Chris.
Yep.
Oh my
and
God. He loves throwing that
like,
in there.
She is ran raw by Chris Miles.
Yes, she does.
Her
over
boyfriend.
And
do you?
Over
I remember. I was dating another musician before. Boyfriend, shut up. I was dating another musician before and you clowned me.
Yeah. Look at that dude. Sorry. I'm so sorry. You're a nice guy. I've never met
you. He's a sweetheart. He's sweetheart. Like so wholesome.
But like for her, it's not him, but it's like it's an army of these dudes.
Well, I mean, you guys went on a date before, no?
Us?
Yeah, you too.
No, it was a friendship. Like
I remember no, we were at a house and you all went on a fucking date and she got you all glammed up.
Well, I got glammed for the paparazzi, like, not Harry, let's be fair.
The whole thing and then
she got fully ready. I was there when she got home. I was there drinking wine in the kitchen with Amari. And they came in, but they went around the side. Okay. They went around the side. They didn't come through the kitchen. They went like around by the pool table. You know what I'm talking about.
And they went. Okay, first off. Let me clear this up.
Harry's nerve.
Clear the air there, man.
Okay, me and her had weird beef, and I didn't know any of you guys.
We didn't have beef.
No, I know. Well,
we just both dated a crazy girl.
You were putting your tongue and your minge in someone's little situation.
Yes.
And so, like, there was obviously awkward stuff going on.
Yeah, I fucked your bitch.
And then
you fat motherfucker.
Mm. And then we decided to be friendly and cordial and go and, like, bond over dinner, and then I didn't know about any of you guys, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna come in and they're gonna rip my head off.
Yeah.
And then here we are.
No, everyone loved
you. No one approached they were very separate from everybody else, but they went out into the backyard. Me and Amari were sitting in the kitchen like, what are they doing out there?
Yeah.
What are they doing? And I didn't know you either.
Little did we know the way things would end up transpiring. We would never fuck, and then you guys would. It's kind of
crazy. I don't know. Right.
That is kind of crazy, huh?
Can we make it the last time we talk about that particular subject?
Potentially, you're probably right. It is a good idea to stop saying it.
Cool headlines. Actually, Brooke
wrote
them.
Wrote them.
Wow. He's like, oh, I want to fuck you. No, honestly, I just really like to clear up the fact that Harry and I have never fucked because I think everyone thinks we have.
Yeah. But here's the thing, you little pelicans, we do play into it. That's the thing. Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Couple, I mean, if everyone thinks you're fucking, having a good time on TikTok, we do play into the old relationship. Hey, who gets fucked?
Nice.
Yeah. Never done it.
But it never happens. It really doesn't.
Who are you fucking don't look right like now?
A, I'm actually fucking another one of your friends. And I...
Really? Which one?
Mm-hmm. Halfway through having sex, I was like, oh, you know, just be so good to date you. And then
what?
I
you said that?
And I was like... Take that back.
Did he say come?
I have, yeah, he really said come. Harry's really unintelligent. He just posted a TikTok saying he doesn't know what a verb is. And I was like, God, I'm so ashamed.
Or an adjective or algebra.
Or algebra.
All very, very, very different things.
Like, that's literally why we're like, I could, like, what the fuck, please?
You tell me what a fucking algebra is.
What a fucking algebra is. Run that back turbo, Harry.
You tell me.
Algebra is math. A verb is an action such as cheating, lying, scamming.
Brilliant.
An adjective is something you use to describe people such as grimy, nasty, scamming.
Disgusting.
What if I feel like tact? What if I feel like tact?
No, I was literally just naming different types of things. You
know what
I mean? That was impressive.
She's smart. She's a she lot of things. I will say a lot of bad things about Tana in private. She is brilliant.
Yeah, and that's why we can never be together, Harry. It's very hard to navigate the skincare industry. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of options, lots of marketing claims, spending hundreds of dollars on the latest miracle product, but you don't even know what it does.
So true.
Turns out most skincare products don't do much. The best way to treat acne is with fewer products that are clinically proven and customized to your skin.
Couldn't agree more.
And that's why we're excited today to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Hmm. Hunter, I'm going to put that on your blackheads so I can stop popping them. Ugh. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin.
Love.
Stay gorge. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan just for you.
Do you like face apps the selfies?
I know. Why would I literally face tune a selfie just to send to a dermatologist? Like, one time I did that to a rapper and he caught me and I'll never forget it. So don't face tune your selfies that you send to people, you guys. You know what I mean?
I wish I could have her elaborate on that.
Yeah, we'll go.
I could say it. One time I sent Tyga a selfie and we were like sexting and I face-tuned it and he was like, you edited this photo and it was really super over-edited and it was so fucking embarrassing and I'll never forget it. Little tidbit in the ad, you guys.
Anyways,
stay gorge.
Apostrophe is amazing.
We have a special deal today for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Tana when you use code TANA. That's T-A-N-A at apostrophe.com, apostrophe.com/Tana, T-A-N-A. Use that code TANA to get your dermatology visit started and save $15 today. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this post and keeping our skin and face so sexy and clear. Stay gorgeous, Apostrophe.
That we do.
We love you.
All right.
Do you like girls who are like less intelligent than you? Is that a thing? Or do you like...
It's impossible. I'm so smart.
That's the problem, is he's a narcissistic idiot. Wait, that's actually beautiful.
No, everyone's smart in their own ways.
No, but post nut clarity is a real thing. Like, you're like thing. Fucking and you fully think you're gonna marry someone, and then the second you know, I don't know, I have such bad post nut
clarity. Do you have any like real stories of like a post nut clarity where you're like, I'm getting out?
I legit have some crazy shit. There was this one beautiful individual that I was seeing for like a week. Mm-hmm. And I realized that things were escalating a little bit too quick.
Well, that's because you do it to yourself. You're like, I want to marry you. I want to have your babies. Let's get pregnant. Like, but you fully do it to yourself.
Because look, hey, everyone's guilty of a bit of dirty talk, right? We love a bit of dirty talk. And, you know, sometimes you're in your ear, you're like saying a whole bunch of stuff. And I get carried away. You know, it's just like a freestyle. Like, I'm a rapper.
Right.
You know, don't get turned on. and you're like going crazy in their ear. And like, I was like, you know, I want to be with you. I want to have your kids. I love you forever. Like, I feel like this is going to be so beautiful. And then like, oh, come in me. Yeah. And then you do it. And then it's like, I've come in there and I like, sat back and I'm like, this is one person, by the way, never come to him, everyone else.
I remember actually the moment that I knew I could never like Harry or be with him. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of skeptical things, but it was when he told me he applied to Team 10.
You applied to Team 10, huh?
You applied to Team 10.
We're looking for Julia Rose.
You do have a selfie with Jake when you guys
were. Oh my god, you fucking sick fucks. Okay. Hunter's my only friend.
First off, I was bored back in Australia at university, and I'm like, fuck, you know what would be fun if I was
on
Team
10? You went to college?
Yeah, not very well.
You graduated high school?
He's like fucking all the teachers.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. Sincerely. No, I actually don't think I did, because I got kicked out of school just before it finished, because there was some guys fucking around in the shower, and I hit him with a fire hose because it was bored. And there was some stuff.
Okay. Are you sure you don't drink? No, he's worse when he drinks. You spit in everyone's mouth when you're drunk. It's so fucking disgusting. We'll like be at a club and he will spit in like, I kid you not. I know I spit in people's mouths. I know I lick people too. But he like outdoes me by far. I'm talking like 20 bitches, like one club.
Not that bad.
Like 15.
Thank you.
Kind of sick.
You know, Harry, I have a question. Did you grow up with money?
No.
Did you grow up getting pussy?
Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
14.
Okay, me too.
Really?
Wow, that's cool.
I was no.
How old was she? Is she 14 as well? Or are you like, you're like all after?
She was older. No, she had a boyfriend in 2 years. It was her first.
She had a boyfriend
Okay, I'll explain it. All my boys were losing their virginities. I was kind of the last chicken in the bunch, you know, the hatch.
At 14, you were the last one.
I had a very horny friend group. Okay. And then one of my friends was like, oh, my cousin.
At least it wasn't your own cousin, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, I was like, my cousin would fuck you. And I ran to her house one afternoon, and I remember just running there, and I was chilling with her. And I was like, damn, she's like, you really want me to do it? And I was like, sure, put it in. And I remember just like,
put it in. Put were it you? In.
She did it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was nervous. I was like laying there.
Hands free.
I was legit like laying there, like I was a starfish.
Yeah.
And then she went down, and then I remember I was like, give me a turn. I was like, I'm about to rock your shit.
Okay.
And then it actually didn't ever go in. It was between her butt cheeks, and I was like, she's about to come. She's like, it's not in. Like you're rubbing between my butt cheeks. Things have improved since then.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting all of that, and I'm really happy. I wouldn't expect your story to be any different, really. But right. I would love to have known you before like money and fame. I really would. I want to know if you were like the same. Like, have you same always dude. Like just wanted to suck your own dick if you could, like jacking off in the mirror, love yourself more than anything, like, or did the money and fame do that? Was that a little too mean?
I don't know if I've ever beat off in front of a mirror.
I feel like you jacked off literally.
Was there a thought of like another life of you before this too? Like, do you see another?
I've always been me.
No, I mean like if you didn't have like where you went, like Netflix or that style, what did you have done? Something else in mind?
Oh, I'll be scamming kids on the internet for sure.
He's like, I applied to Team 10. I was literally trying to learn from the best.
Yeah, exactly. I was running online businesses. I was trying to figure it out. I put all my money into my sunglass company, and then I was. Yeah, just trying to figure out through Instagram and social media, and then obviously the show kind of come around. And
how old were you before, or how old were you when Too Hot to Handle cracked?
I was 20, 21.
Really?
How old are you now?
24. It was years ago.
Damn, really?
Yeah, look at me on that show. Like, my you fucking really nipples young. Are bigger than my chest.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you said like you've always been the same person. I don't believe anyone who's like 6 foot in
that's
above.
Actually crazy.
I feel like you used to be ugly, and then it was like a sudden specific time.
Because I'm
time.
Tall, I'm hot now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying like.
She's like, I'll
shut up. Forget I said anything.
I'm sorry, Tanner's fans listening, can you DM me?
Oh, what? You want to fuck my fans? Of course you fucking do.
No, honestly. Actually, I have something to tell you. The funniest shit is when I went from, oh my God, Harry from Toilet to Hand, or like, where's Tanner? Like everywhere I go, like someone goes, where's Tanner? And I'm like, at a fucking house high with her boyfriend. What are you talking about?
She's very famous.
Like literally, famous. I have so
you
many
sound
people,
mad about my relationship.
No, it's like crazy because like they're like, oh, they'll ask for a photo and I'm like, oh, just like giggling, like, oh, where's Tanner? And I'm like, bro, like what the fuck?
I kind of love that. Like once you like spend a little time being shit with me, you can just never escape it. Like get
yeah,
fucked.
Like what a fucking terrible career decision for me. What a terrible decision.
Yeah, honestly, I'm sorry. You have to live with that. Yeah, you're stressing me out.
You freaked out?
You always stress me out. I want to hear about the casting process of Too Hot to Handle. Did they find you? I mean, you are like the perfect fit for Too Hot to Handle. I want to talk to you about season two in a little bit, but I think that you were definitely the poster child for horny, self-obsessed, sexy.
Wow.
Mm. And I hate that I had to say sexy. Obviously, that's just right. What the show is about. Okay. Moving on. Talk to me about the casting process.
So the casting process took like a long time. We had no idea it was for Netflix. It was an untitled dating show. I was meant to go on Love Island UK because I have a UK passport. I was kind of just like fucking around. I didn't really know what to do.
Did you do more reality shows before? Or was it your first?
Yeah, I did this one called Heartbreak Island. And those little fucking dogs.
Sounds like your island.
Shout out to you guys because they sold the show to Discovery. Like literally like a couple months ago. I'm like, you guys
really? So young Harry Jowsey?
Yeah, cut me a fucking check. I keep getting tagged.
Wait, so
and
has
shit
it not?
Oh wait, it comes out now, like with
it's,
your season.
It's already out. The first show I did. Oh, and it's like okay. Young me when I was like fucking 19.
Oh, I have to watch it.
I'm like, literally cut me a check. It's so embarrassing. I'm
wait,
like,
I can't wait to watch it.
But I won that one, and then obviously I was like a little bit horny after like
a little bit.
Yeah.
The taste of
just a little
taste of clout. Small. You know? Yeah. And then
clout like, horny, I get it. I'm like that.
I got a bigger purpose. Yeah, you're very like that. You sniff out clout like at a party. It's crazy. Like, oh, Chloe? Let me get a photo. Oh, at you're Harry so Jazzy, right. Your bitch. Like, no, nah, fuck off.
I know, but I just love a good clout farm. But you taught me that term though. No. Changed my life.
I did make that up. Yeah. It's in the Urban Dictionary now.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. Just another thing to feed your ego.
Can't you raise
yeah,
it
look at me, so smart. But the casting process was crazy. They were literally asking my best friend Christian literally said, I think you're going to get raped. Like, because of the shit that was going on. Like, he's like, I think you're going to go on a show where.
Like, a girl, like, really
no,
just like.
No, he literally was like, it's not even a show. Like, you're going on, like, some sex retreat. It was some old.
Oh, like, you thought it, like, fully wasn't, like, gonna be a dating show because the questions they were asking you were so sexual?
Yeah, like, every question, like, every meeting we had was like, oh, like, how many girls you said with this week? And I was like, oh, one a day. Like, they're like, what the fuck? And then literally I would just play into it like more because I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'm kind of intrigued.
Did you ever think you'd go into it and find like love though and like change your whole life?
I did 2 weeks before the show. I had something flipped in my head and I was like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to fall in love. I don't know who she is. I remember manifesting it. And now look at us.
What do you think about being in a relationship? Now look at this. About being in a relationship so public. Like, is it hard for you? I feel like it's so hard for me. Like when you date someone so publicly and you break up because it's like all your tagged photos, well, like everyone's obsessed.
Okay.
Like,
first off, your public relationship's a little bit different than everyone else. You break up every 10 minutes and tweet about it.
True.
You know, you don't go through the
You motions. Act like you don't literally do the exact same thing.
No, your tweets are pretty fucking insane. Like Chris goes to the bathroom, you're like, this fucking loser just left my ass.
Now listen to this. What? Last night he's on FaceTime and he's buying things for his new house. She literally goes, you have 10 minutes before I tweet that you cheated on me. Get here now.
You're worse than me.
I was kidding, but I mean also like whatever. Like, but I mean, I love a good toxic relationship. You have to find someone who's down to be toxic with you.
Chris really toxic? He seems like such a sweet dude.
He is a really nice guy, and she's trying to convince us he's this horrible, like, toxic guy.
This is such a fucking joke. You have to be. Look at him. He loves defending Chris. No, he loves it because they're boys.
He's a good kid.
I love him.
You're crazy.
He's obsessed with
her. No, I love Chris to death. He's amazing. Like, he's literally perfect, but we're definitely both very toxic, like, for sure.
Chris is not toxic. I would not see that in it. He's so sweet. He's always nice to me.
I need to stop because now I just sound like I'm the one talking shit about my boyfriend. But I'm not even saying it in a mean way. I look for that in people. Like, I'm not excited if it's not a little toxic, you know?
Right. It's true.
So it's not.
So they're friends.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Harry, tell me about some toxic things that you've done. Anything recently? Anything? Harry, like, you take the cake, I think, by far, over me. Like, you inspire me to be more toxic. You will come and tell me things that you do. He purposely will talk to girls and just, like, decide, like, I'm going to ghost them on Thursday and Tuesday so they, like, love me. Like, you, like, really, like, map true. Out
yeah,
your toxicity.
Actually, I've never really met someone as bad as me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually
no, I agree.
What about the girl they were telling me about it. She's way worse.
No, that's because I made it like that.
No, he does it like fully.
No, so there's actually this recent situation, which is, and I know you're gonna listen because you follow me everywhere I go, and you.
But again,
me,
he literally does that to bitches.
And I need a restraining order from you. Please leave me alone.
Who is this? Oh, like, would we know who
no.
she is?
No, you would not know who this person is.
Is this the one? Wait, no. Just go.
So
yeah, that's a bad idea.
No, so I blocked on everything, right?
Yeah.
I was number. I changed my number.
Let's take a shot while this happens.
Number.
Blocked her and everything.
Sorry.
She started DMing Bruce, my dog, his account.
All right. I mean, that's everything.
All right.
She's like,
mind you, I was like, please leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm no go fuck your arch nemesis. Like, really cement that we're never going to be together. Right?
Like, imagine telling someone, I'm gonna go fuck
no,
your
you
arch
seen the,
nemesis.
What she was saying to him. That's, it was the most insane thing in the world.
Thank you.
You're just Team Harry, though. You guys fuck all the same bitches, so you bond with your fucking cocks out.
Whoa,
one bitch.
Oh, you fuck Brooke?
No.
Nah, they're fucking.
Brooke's no, but okay, so she like was, long story short, sending news to Bruce. It was like, oh, whatever. Leave me alone. My boy, she flew to New York because that's where this girl is. Her arch nemesis, and she's like trying to become best friends with her, so none of this happens. One of my boys is out at a club, like, yo, let's call her Zelia.
Of all names. Yes, Zelia.
So he's like, oh, yo, Zelia's like talking, like FaceTime my boy, like tell him to come over and like fuck her. And she's also saying the same stuff to Bruce on his account. Or like
your
me.
Dog.
Yeah. So I get his number. And she doesn't know my new number, and I group FaceTime, and I'm like, yo, like, let's
I think
this
that
up.
I swear to God, if I was ever talking to a guy and also talking to my ex, and I received a group FaceTime of the three of them, I would end it all right there.
No.
Like, that would be the most, that'd be so embarrassing.
But I've never seen someone, like, panic so quick. And I was like, look, I really don't care. I think it's funny. You do you. We're not together. I'm trying to, like, hurry this along, like, get it done.
Yeah.
Because that's why you blocked it. She would show up to my apartment complex. And like try and get in, and the security would be like, hey, Zelia's here again. Do you want us to kick her out? I'm like, yeah, cool.
I can't even imagine how many bitches your security
complex. No, but like you were still fucking her. You're acting like you blocked her. You went back multiple occasions after she was psycho.
He has such a way of telling a story to favor him. He's one of those.
Like, come on. Like,
here's the thing. There's only so many nudes Bruce's Instagram account can receive before I'm like, you know what? It's 12 at night. Where are you at? Yeah. I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to entertain this. I want you to understand it. You know,
I heard you and Brooke had sex to the B movie. Do you fuck everyone to the B movie?
Yeah.
He glitched. How do you skip it?
Brooke, Hunter, let me ask you a question that I've never asked you before.
Feel free.
Are you getting enough?
No.
Enough what?
She is.
I've been getting a lot lately.
Yeah.
I bet you'd love more, right?
Sure. You got to offer.
Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more.
Let's go.
With 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping on your entire order.
That's amazing.
So what you have to do to get your 50% off one item and free shipping, it's not hard. Go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. I'm really into anal numbing gel right now.
I bet
super
you are.
Crazy. You don't even feel dick in your ass. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code TANA. That's TANA. TANA at AdamandEve.com. Go get your butt plugs. Hunter's going to get a big fat dildo to suck on. Brooke's going to get some nipple suckers for her milky titties. All at AdamandEve.com with code TANA. Okay. Stay gorgeous. Whatever. Stay pregnant. Stay Adam and Eve. Stay fucked. Movie?
Yeah.
You guys fucked the B movie? The entire film? Twice.
Brooke
said twice.
Do you have a fetish for bees?
I was going to actually ask you that.
Look, it's just
I think Carrie's tearing up. I think that was his trigger.
No, I want to
Did you
hear
put
your
it on first and then start like foreplay? Or do you have a playing in the background you walk
here's
in?
The thing, team.
The team? I'm so sorry. I just wanted to catch it off guard. I'm sorry. This is not against you at all. You just happen to be here.
I feel personally attacked.
Oh my God.
If you fuck someone to the B movie and they don't share that with their best friends, like that's not okay. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I didn't know you guys
are
best friends after what happened between you guys.
You absolutely said, I'm going to fuck your best friend.
Okay. Anyway, the B movie.
Yes.
It's just an easy movie to pick, right?
Right.
Girls going to love it.
But so is like the show Friends.
I've never seen Friends in my life. So I'm like, B movies, like, easy. You're literally putting it on because you're not going to watch it. It's just like background buzz.
I just really can't imagine.
It's a phenomenal movie, and I didn't know until then.
Yeah.
Honestly, oh, so you would spend time watching it.
Yeah, I spent adequate time watching it. But I started
in doggy style just watching the B movie.
can we skip this?
Okay.
Cut it out.
Fine. Moving on.
No, I'm going to say, why are you so offended by it? That's what is like, because I didn't even want to talk about it. I never came in like, oh, we're going to have so much conversation about this.
Pop off, Brooke. I'm loving this.
But you're so like mortified by the conversation that it's like offensive.
Yeah, you fucking bitch. God.
I would rather not talk about, like, I thought I was going to come on like, hey, like chop it up with friends. I didn't think the whole conversation would be about like if Harry and Brooke have had sex.
You really thought I wouldn't, I wouldn't bring it up?
Well, I just, like, you guys talk about it every other episode. Bro. But I'm like,
I'm team Harry.
Well, Harry, you just have like,
it was an accident. I was gonna say it was an accident.
Honestly, I would never bring that up. Okay.
Anyways,
every other episode is a little bold statement. I feel like we've brought it up like once or twice, but also it's okay. Friends have sex.
We do not ever have sex, Hannah. We've never had sex.
Let's talk about you guys.
We've never had sex.
Just make it very clear.
This episode is getting fighty.
You pissed on.
Yo! What the fuck was that?
Thank you. We need to do something.
Oh my God! Woo!
Pissy bird! Pissy bird!
No, give us context.
It is sweating. I'm sweating.
That's what you get. You think you could throw everyone else under the bus, and then when it happens to you, you're like, man.
How did that come about?
I did not.
Did you have your hard throbbing cock out, or was it soft and flaccid?
Yeah, were you soft when you peed on her? I'm gonna bleep her name, but when you pee, Hunter did pee on a girl once. I'm gonna bleep the girl.
Listen, it wasn't my idea.
I've never pissed on
someone. It wasn't my idea. I would never do that. She was insisting on me talking so badly to her. Like, she was just like, tell me I'm like the worst fucking scum of the world. Like, tell me. I was just like, I can't do that. I can't talk to you. Like,
and you did.
No. Maybe a couple times, but like,
kind of would have.
But anyways, she like was asking me to say like really fucked up things to her, and I was like, I can't go that hard. And then you
were just like, you know,
were you harder soft when you peed?
About you? I'm just gonna piss on your face.
No, she made me. I wasn't planning on that either.
She whipped out your cock and milked the piss out of your dick.
She was doing something else with her mouth, nice. And then she's like,
So were you hard?
I was so like was it in like between. A... No. I was in between. Like, it's like on your way.
To piss with your heart.
Yeah, was it wasn't hard yet.
Was that like your, would you say like your worst sexual experience? Like most traumatic sexual experience?
No. Traumatic?
Laura, what's your worst?
Well, not, I don't say traumatic in terms of actual trauma. Like just like funny trauma.
Funny trauma, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Do you think it traumatized you? I think it's iconic. I don't think it's bad at all. I remember actually when I first like found that out, I was like, maybe him and I could be besties.
Do you know yours? Could you think of yours off the top of your head? Like,
Did you piss on someone?
Yeah, I'm debating on trying it actually lately. I'm like,
because
once you do everything, it's like, God, I just have to try.
Oh, you've
like,
done everything?
What'd you try? I feel
like fucking frozen carrot up your ass?
Like, or honestly, I've definitely put some frozen shit on my
butt. You try.
But, like ice, like someone like fucks you with like ice, like a popsicle, but like an ice popsicle.
I feel like I have frostbite on your clit. What are you talking about?
And she won't wash herself for like months.
Who was just telling
why are you, I shower, guys.
She does not shower.
You do not.
Show your hands to the camera.
You're like, and the camera. What is that?
What the fuck are those? Look at her palms.
It's my tan.
What are you doing? You rubbing them in dirt?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I like to roll around in dirt like a little pig. That's how I clean myself. You know, I don't know my most traumatic sexual experience, actually. I don't think I have. Oh, one time I was telling a guy to punch me in the face. This actually happened two times where I was telling someone to hit me and I kept saying harder, and then I like gushed blood both times.
It was so wrong. She literally came in my room like bloody all down her face, dripping blood.
She looked like she just like scarred.
She's like, I'm bleeding. I don't know what's happening. I'm like gushing down her face, like blood. And I was like
spewing. Well, there was like photos of the pillows. It's literally, it looked like a crime scene.
I bled for like 4 days. I took footage.
To go fight somebody.
First off, these dudes making songs about you and now they're punching in the fucking head. Like, what else is going on?
This pussy's juicy. Like, I can't help that they're addicted.
That's why I was like, I can't do anything about it because I was like, did you ask him to punch you? She's like, yes.
Gushing blood.
Gushing blood.
No, fully. It definitely was. No, it's fully consensual. I just like to take things too far. And now I'm at the point where I feel like even that I've done a lot. So it's like, I just want to keep pushing the limit. And I think pee might be next, guys. So I'll let you know if I piss on someone.
Have you ever hit a girl?
Sex?
Yeah.
I got the offer. I got the opportunity to. And I said no. I had this girl, I swear to God, beg me to knock her out. And this was before any
little
of this
donkey
stuff.
Punch vibe.
Yeah, she's like literally just break the back of my fucking head. And I'm like, bro,
That's her. No. She's like, knock my teeth out.
No, I'm literally like, yeah, come on, man. Like, go fucking lay under
she,
a car.
She asked for like a hook. Like she asked for a fucking hook shot.
No, sometimes it's literally a slap vibe. Sometimes it's a punch vibe. Sometimes it's all the vibes.
She literally wanted a right hook.
So like, your fan's like, oh, is it filler or did she get a fucking punch in the jaw today?
Yeah, and they'll never know. It's exactly. Like a little bit of both. That's how I stay
standing. Cute little mystery.
Seriously, is it a veneer problem? Did I get punched by a rapper or did I just get lip filler? You will never know. It's okay. A lot of fans want to know about how we feel about the fact that our exes hate our friendship.
I don't give a fuck about those little rat dogs. He gives a shit.
I said it just to provoke him. Honestly.
No, like fuck you guys. Like if you want to get mad about people being friends, and you shouldn't have brought us together in this way.
Just by existing, they brought us together.
You did this.
They really did do this. It's more offensive that I think the both of them don't really believe that we've never hooked up. Like I think that we're a lot of things, but when it comes to like if we fucked, we would just say we fucked for literally the clout.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So imagine the farming we could do.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, we're already farming so much off not even doing it.
Yeah, literally.
What is the reason why you wouldn't fuck her?
Your breast stinks.
There are a lot of reasons why I wouldn't fuck Aaron.
Yeah.
But
let's
I don't
let's
name
not
them.
Go into them.
Well, yeah, we don't Next have to like, yeah, we're besties.
Don't hurt my ego, please.
You could use it. No one's there to humble you, though. I think that people are like, oh, why are you mean to Harry? And I think that it's actually out of love because it's like, if someone doesn't humble him down, God only knows.
I'm not that arrogant, though.
I don't think you're that arrogant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys should kiss.
No. Yeah, or are you guys going to hook up? Like,
they're in love with each other. It's like a whole thing. Sometimes it's like absolutely annoying.
What do you mean?
Have you ever hooked up with a guy?
I've never done that. I've kissed a dude on lips.
Have you had a threesome like with another guy?
Oh yeah, like 8.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah. Eiffel Tower vibes or like dicks touching vibes?
No, not dicks touching. It's like me and my buddies are like, oh shit, like I'll be with someone or they'll be with someone. Like, oh, can you join in? And they'll be like, sweet.
What's the most people you've ever fucked at once? It's a very sexual podcast, but I already knew that it'd be like that with Harry because I think that Harry thinks putting his dick in everything is a personality trait.
Honestly, the most people I had sex with one day was like 4 people.
No, but I mean at once. Have you ever run an orgy? No. Have you ever ran a train on someone?
You said the most in one day is 4, like only like 4 people.
Okay. That's a lot of girls
in a day.
No, it was in high school. I was freaking out. I was wilding out.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I really haven't had a moment where I've just had a like people just laying down and just going you.
Right.
Do you think you'll ever find love again? Me to myself in the mirror every day.
I don't know. I hope so. I really do. I just kind of lose hope in LA because people either fuck for money, which nothing wrong with that. Do your thing, but just don't be in a relationship, or they're just trying to use you.
I think that you were really in love with Chantel Jeffries for a minute.
Yeah, what happened?
Is she back? And then we went on a trip fully. Harry didn't hang out with me one time because he was up Chantel's
this
literal
whole time.
Butthole,
I thought that's who you guys were talking about.
I mean, nothing's ever happened with her.
I know.
Really?
Regretfully.
Does that hurt you?
No, I think she's so amazing. She's stunning, but I feel like if I were to pursue that, it'd probably like I'd want to date her.
Who do you really want to fuck now? Who are your celebrity crushes? Yeah, who'd you die with?
That's a good idea.
Damn, I haven't really been thinking about it, to be honest, because I've just been working so much. So I haven't.
That's literally a blade.
God, you thought about that. So hard.
No, I don't know. I really don't. I honestly, I've been 4 weeks without alcohol. I've been like focusing on business. I've been trying to.
You are good at going sober. I can't lie. Yeah, and, you're very like, good really at good at that. Good. It's kind of terrifying, especially because we're friends and it's just like, I could never.
Yeah.
I'd rather die.
Well, I don't know. I think I just look at you and I'm like, that's not who I want to be.
Right. Of course. That's what we all kind of do.
I think you're really inspiring.
When we try to get healthier, we tend to think of the pasta we have to hold ourselves back from instead of focusing on giving ourselves more of what our bodies need.
Right.
Noom uses a psychology-based approach to help us change our mindset for good.
Psychology, you say?
Because building better habits means a more sustainable journey to better health. We know I need that. There's no need to take on the whole mountain of wellness at once. Just start where you are. With Noom, you'll take a path toward better health one step at a time. Use their psychology-based approach and help you change your mindset rather than demand a whole new lifestyle. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach focuses on why instead of what to help you change your relationship with food.
Very cool.
Everybody's journey looks different. Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. 80% of Noom users finish the program and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/Tana. That's Noom.com/Tana. Yeah. Go get your trial, get sexy, get some good habits, stick to them with Noom. Mm-hmm. Stay sexy, Noom. Thanks for sponsoring.
Thanks, Noom. We love you.
Love you, Noom. You'll be doomed without Noom. Hey, I really, I think that this podcast is like Team Brooke and Tana versus Team Hunter. Oh, but that's okay because that's a, when we all hang out, I feel like that's the vibe as well. So yeah. it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, we do team up on people.
Yeah, so you're sure. Shooting, yeah, literally with their dicks as well. Mm-hmm. You guys were literally like, this one girl at one point was bouncing back and forth off their dicks.
No, wait, who?
No. Mm-mm. She's a big influencer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and my boyfriends, all of them at once.
Chris as well.
Yeah, Chris as well.
Oh, I know. Shit, Chris is slanging that cock around.
He was.
Chris used to be such a slut. That's like actually why that it's so crazy. His body count's like literally.
It was actually the same night when she texted you, me, and him all back to back to back, waiting for a response.
He was in the roster.
He was in the roster. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to have a fan club, like meet up, like meet and greet.
Should have a meet and greet.
It could be kind of beautiful, honestly. Wow. What about you guys?
Brooke too, actually.
Oh my God, Brooke literally fucked her too.
You fucked Chris?
No.
The girl.
I know. Brooke too is a part of the
crew. No, I didn't fuck her.
She's trying to fuck me, to be fair. Should I just join just so I can feel included?
Yeah, probably.
Like, right?
Wow.
I kind of want to.
Should I say a name? Shout out to you.
No, don't say it. She's too sweet. She's a sweet girl.
She is really, really sweet.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
I know. You guys are all little twinsies. It's kind of incredible.
Did you put the B movie on for her?
No, that's a you. Yeah. Oh, but actually, you know what? Come forward if you have also watched the B movie with Harry Jowsey. I thought it was like an indicator thing. I was thinking like, okay, B movie, my name starts with a B, maybe that's why B movie. I was like, what if he has like a super like a surfer chick and like Moana's on for her, you know?
Oh wow.
I'll think about that now, but I really just didn't think about
that's
it.
That's kind of dope. Like, Harry would never get that personal. Yeah. I don't
think. No, well, I'm just like,
well, I thought it might be like, oh, he doesn't know my name, but like B.
Okay, but like people gotta sit there and like scroll through movies and be like, oh, what do you want to watch? Oh, maybe we're just
some people, we're not really there to watch a
movie, so I'm just like, B movie works every time.
I like to really test guys actually sometimes by watching a full movie with them doing nothing, leaving, and then coming back to fuck just to prove a point. Like I said, we're gonna watch a movie, so we're gonna watch.
Something right now, there's 0% chance this ever happened.
Ask Chris. She's never watched a full movie.
The first time Chris and I ever hung out,
really a liar. Movie ever.
The first time Chris and I hung out, I literally made him watch a full movie, but then I fucked him the next morning.
Like what? Asleep,
so I didn't really do that one that well, but you know, stay gorge. Hey guys. So Harry, Netflix, what are you shooting with Taylor Holder right now? Can you give us any hints?
No, I really can't.
You really at all?
No.
Is that the only show that you're shooting?
No, I'm shooting a few things, but I love that. I hate being that influence. Like, oh my God, get excited. Like,
well, you get it. You're like, tuned. Things coming.
But I'm like, I've signed like stuff. No. So That's cool, very exciting. So blessed. There's nothing more than I love than working with that company. Great people.
I can't wait to hear about it. That's actually
exciting. You want to be doing movies? Or you like
you're going to write a book? I'm just kidding. Can't read.
I can read. Stop with this rumor that I can't read. I can read. I can read a man.
What's
a
bad?
Tana banned from Canada without ever visiting. There you go. I may as well be a fucking rapper. What does this song say? Tana accidentally gets fucked by Bella Thorne and fucks Chris Miles and saying
he
that.
Literally couldn't read it, so yeah, damn, bye-bye.
I couldn't see it.
I'm kidding.
Nah, I would love to do a movie, but I just can't remember shit.
Well, what are you working on? Your sex toy? We're both releasing sex toys.
Oh, yeah, very big.
You didn't show up to the fucking photo shoot.
Did we have a photo shoot plan?
We had
no one told her that there was a photo shoot. It was like you were told that she was supposed to come.
I was way there. Like, I get to see my best friend. Like, we would have fun shoot
as well. Yeah.
I was never told about that. I would love to. What is your sex toy? A dildo or a fleshlight?
Yeah, it's sick.
Why would you have a fleshlight, actually?
It's old.
Is it like your dick? Do they mold your dick?
It's pretty similar. It's awesome. Like, I'm really happy with this because, like, it's suction cup, but the cock has, like, a little, like, right in the G-spot. It, like, spins around.
Really?
Yeah. It's awesome. And there's, like, a little rabbit. Like, I was kind of, like, when I was doing the photo shoot, I was like, you know what? Guys, I don't feel good about this. And then I had it more and more in my hands and I felt more powerful. I felt like Thanos.
Then I used it
on someone and she squirted.
In the photo shoot?
And we were happy.
Was that, did you do it on the photo shoot?
That's on my OnlyFans.
Nice.
Oh my God, he's so good at this. I love that,
guys. What's
up
with your...
what's going on with your
toy?
Pocket pussy?
I actually... Is it a mold of your fanny? It's not a... Not a fanny. The Australian terms, they're crazy. No, it's not a mold of my pussy. It's actually just like a vibrator, like, but it's hot pink. It's bedazzled.
It's got a little rabbit situation.
Yeah.
It's bedazzled.
Have you got what? Jewels on it?
Yeah, there's little like bedazzled jewels at the bottom. Very girly, like, very cute.
Really?
There's no chance you can make it to that point of what? It though. Like, why the bedazzled aspect, yeah, people if are you, afraid if of, you can,
oh, it's at the bottom. Really, it's at the handle. Yeah. Like you're holding the bedazzles like while you're fucking.
Yeah. But it's like low. Like the depth.
Yeah.
What, you used it? Is that what's going on?
I haven't personally tried it yet, but I looked at it and I could tell that it's...
Why?
She's on the PR list. I don't know, because I mean, I've never put my pussy on the internet. I'm waiting for the moment. I definitely want a sex tape or something like that at some point, maybe.
Yeah, it needs to
be
like a grand reveal, I think.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, yeah, like that's all I really have left, Harry.
Have you not had any lip slips?
I know. Isn't that kind of crazy?
She surely has.
Well, somewhere. I'm a nip slip kind of girl. Like paparazzi, all that stuff. I'm more like, let me put my nipple out tonight. You know what I mean? Versus like my
pussy. Yeah, she's got great nipples, by the way.
Everyone she does. Same. They're really small. She has perfect boobs.
Yeah.
We did an OnlyFans shoot once, actually. We were literally naked in the shower. That's the only time we've ever been naked around each other.
Yeah, I was so drunk for that. And then I remember when we were filming that YouTube or that video for your OnlyFans and you got your titties out. I was like, damn, I didn't realize how nice your nipples
are. Wow, I'm really loving this.
They really, I actually always notice that about you.
Oh my God. No, but Brooke has the best tits. Milky. Milky titties.
Very milky.
Milk man. Milk. Hot. My tits are small. Don't have it in me. What was I going to ask you? Oh, you actually made me the most money ever out of any OnlyFans collab, which I think is crazy. Like, girls really do. I mean, I guess you talk a lot about your sexual habits, so they want to, like, be a part of it.
Yeah, the craziest thing is everyone listening, I'm never saying I'm good. I'm just saying, like, I'm open to talking about it. That's nice. The thing. Like, I just, like...
That's the most humble thing I've ever heard.
We should have you on Gone Wild.
What's that?
It's the new subscription.
Yes, Gone Wild is my new OnlyFans platform. And I would love to have you on it, Harry. Harry will be there soon, you guys. Go subscribe, please.
I will be there, for sure.
Yeah, I just decided that, really. But I mean, we'll do our sex toy shoot and definitely shoot that. Yeah, but I want to hear more about...
Waste of time, 2021.
So speaking, though, of boxing, I really was coming to this podcast today thinking you were going to fight Taylor, which would be a crazy fight for me because it's two people I love so much. I actually think I would borderline want Taylor to win, which sucks because I love
you so much. Well, now he has to because he lost the last one.
Yeah, exactly. He needs like a redemption moment. Are you ever fighting? There was a point in time where you were going to fight in Dubai and I was going to go with you to Dubai and you were going
to
like...
Yeah, no, that was meant to happen with Trilla. I think that they're still organizing stuff like that, but I haven't had an offer. So I kind of just like...
Do you feel like the hype and desire to fight has gone down a little?
So like, it's
mine
so,
has.
It's so played. Like, it's so played. Like, I feel like...
manager off camera going, nah, we're fighting.
You got two offers last week in Dubai. Just
I know.
Really?
I do know.
With the biggest town in the world for you to fight.
Wow, I don't even know who I'm supposed to fight. I guess apparently that's still happening.
But you would fight them?
Do you think she has any chance of actually training and fighting anybody?
Not a fucking chance. She'd get in the ring, she'd take one punch, be like, cool, hit the ground. Oh, here's a $10 million bag.
That's actually so true.
That's I said. I can't.
And my manager off camera, like, that's the plan. No,
that's what I've been saying this whole time. I'm like, lose. Like, who cares if you win or not?
The clap.
Just go into it like, I'm gonna lose. This is for the bag. It's kind of funny because then I wouldn't have to train.
But look what happened to Vinny Hacker. He won, he did amazing, and now he's a bigger Vinny Hacker. He's got more followers. Yeah.
Can we get him on here?
Everyone respects
him. But Vinny's very like dedicated and like sober and like together.
But
and like,
no,
I'm not.
Still got paid for that. Like, what's going on?
So who do you beef with, Harry? Like, what guys do you hate?
There's no one that hates me.
No one that hates you.
No, I just don't believe in putting out hate into the universe because it's just going to bring more back. You know, when I was
trying to... fucking blatant
like, No, straight up. Like, when I started, like, trying to call people out of the box, like, I was putting out so much bad energy that bad shit started happening to me. And I was like, okay, this isn't the person I want to be. Like, it's not my legacy. I don't give a fuck about
that.
You
think that's why bad shit happens to me? Because I'm just like a hateful kind?
Yes. Probably.
Damn, should I go all fucking Mother Teresa? But no one wants to see
that.
What
you put out is what you get back. So for me, like, I want to be a positive impact. That's why I like love doing podcasts. So I love hanging out with you guys and like making content because it makes people laugh. Whether it's with me or at me, I don't give a fuck. But like for me, it's like I put out positive stuff comes back.
Parade is championing a new age of inclusivity and diversity in the underwear space.
Are they now?
Did you think the fabric around your genitals could be championing a new age of diversity? I bet you didn't until you heard about Parade.
Yeah.
Parade sells affordable underwear starting at just $8 and bralettes starting at $28.
Good deal.
Whether you have no tits like me or big giant tits like Brooke, they've got something for you from sizes extra small to 3XL.
Love it.
They're protecting self-expression by donating to LGBTQ plus organizations and investing in accessible sex education.
Let's go, Parade.
Parade is 100% compostable and wrapped in compostable packaging that biodegrades within 200 days, including the red mailer as well. They have over 7 bralette styles and 10 different underwear styles, including classic styles like the brief and fuck me sexy styles like the G-string thong. No, they didn't say fuck me in the script, guys, but I wanted to spice it up. Parade has over 20 different colors to choose from, so you can truly play around with color and style. 1% of all Parade sales go to Planned Parenthood. Awesome. Parade has also donated to a variety of other organizations in their 1 year, including Feeding America, the Loveland Foundation, GLITS, the Okra Project, and more.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Go to yourparade.com/Tana and use code Tana, that's T-A-N-A, for 20% off an order of $25 or more. So go get your sexy underwear on and help the LGBTQ plus community. Do something good with your underwear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Parade.
Thanks, Parade.
Yeah, you should buy everyone here like a diamond Rolex. Crazy.
Seriously, it would literally be crazy. Be cool. I've been trying to rob you for your Rolex. You're actually very good about getting it back, which I hate because I feel like a lot of rappers and guys who have watches, like you could put it on and like, you know what I mean? Just leave with it.
Well, because my other friends took my other watches and I'm left with this one.
Well, I really want that one.
Left with this one.
Yeah, literally. Your life is so hard.
That's tough.
So who would be your actual dream fight if you were to like fight? Like who are people that you would want to fight? Not to put out some bad energy right after you just had that whole fucking Jesus moment.
I really just don't give a fuck
about
it.
Well, I feel like
he'd
be limited. He said he's 230
Yeah, maybe
pounds.
Jason Momoa. If he wants to scrap, I'll run your shit. I were the same size, no?
You're going to hate to hear this.
We're the same size.
I don't know anything about Jason.
Well,
Momoa.
I think so. I don't know. Jason, he's I think Aquaman. You're a great guy. Huge, huge fan.
Yeah, I went to the premiere.
I feel like that would be good.
He would kill somebody.
I think he might murder you.
Nah, no chance.
I'm team Jason Momoa.
I feel like he's over 230.
He is?
Yes.
He has to be.
I'll come up.
I feel like he's like 6'5".
I'll pack on the way.
A little taller, yeah.
Would you? Would you start drinking and gain a little?
I'll do everything. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would have to be like someone like huge, but
yeah, he's a big guy.
Then again, yeah, I'm 230, 6'5".
That'd be a good fight, actually, to be honest.
I'm pretty much Thor.
I actually really like how in your career you have expanded to so many things like boxing and stuff, because I feel like a lot of people in your position, like, you know what I mean? They come and they go. And you've really definitely made a point to like continue to do this. And like now, like, do you want to do this forever? Do you want to be just fucking famous? And or do you see yourself doing something else later on?
I think that like,
it's what like me personally, cloud whore till I die.
Well, this is what I said, like the second season, people from Tortana, I was like, yo, like your fame is rented. Like you don't own it. Like you're not cemented. You don't have a fucking stone that says you're here forever. Like this is all rented.
Have you been teaching them to cloud farm?
I've been trying to, but.
Yeah.
How long do you give people from the end of their show? You're like, you have this much time to like be someone.
Well, obviously the coupled up ones do better. That's why they all like start fucking dating. I was just with Carly and Joey the other night. They're actually really cute.
It's like similar to The Bachelor in that way. It's like the longevity. I feel like as far as longevity is concerned, you have done the best as far as like keeping it going. Like I can't think of anybody.
Francesca
I couldn't name somebody else from like a show like yours that like I still think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think like, literally with these shows is what I explain is it's a roller coaster. Like you've obviously built your fan base and your audience up over years of hard work and like they're loyal to you, right? Like that's why every time I'm out they're like, oh my god, where's Tana? Whereas like with these shows, reality TV shows, what are you laughing at? Are you laughing?
Just like just building her ego. She's like,
I know.
she takes mine now, but like,
I love you, Harry. I think you're an icon. I just think that I do it out of love. You know?
But these reality shows like up right away, right? For a month. You're so hot. You think you're amazing. You think everyone loves you. No one actually, you're like, everyone's giving you attention. Like, you're the coolest guy in town. And then, like, literally after
you
a month,
have to build it for sure if you like want it to be a long career. 100%. Exactly. You have to definitely be about it. I think that people underestimate how much time we even have put into, like, clout farming. It is, like, it's a full-time job being fucking
and also,
clout whores like us.
It takes time, patience, and, like, you have to be smart about your content that you put out. Like, you can't just be, like, famous overnight and then like it continue if you put out shit content.
100%, 100%. Speaking of Too Hot to Handle, I was hoping that when we brought that up you would segue into it, so good job. I have a question about this season 2 cast. I have a couple questions. First of all, who is your favorite person from this last cast?
Honestly, I think they're all really good people. Like they all have their own qualities. Like I've obviously me, Chase, and a handful of other guys are signed.
Of course you get along the most with Chase. He's just like you, like
crazy.
Well,
no, we're signed to the same team. So obviously I'm going to like try and help my team eat and like win and like give advice where I can. He is crazy. He is like chaotic because that's like he's the most talked about. Like
from a hometown.
Literally every comment section. And I said to him, I was like, doesn't matter if it's bad or good. Like right now, like you're the most talked about. Just keep doing your thing. Keep grinding, like trying to collab with other people. Whereas the other people in the show, like, bickering with each other, like trying to create drama to like keep people talking about him, but he's like going out and doing other stuff, like going to parties, like meeting you guys, like like collabing with
he's
other
fun
houses.
I actually had a lot of fun with him the other night at Kid Leroy's birthday. He was
he's a good kid. And him and Marvin are really good.
I really like Marvin too. Marvin's so fucking funny because he will literally be like, when are you gonna break up with your boyfriend? I'm gonna fuck you. Like he talks to me crazy and you he responds to my stories crazy too. He'll be like, oh my god, your tits. And then I'll see Chris and be like, my bro. And I'm like, figure it out, Marvin.
Come on, Marvin. You big horned up Paris sausage.
Who's your least favorite if you had to get rid of one person from the most recent cast? Who would it be?
I haven't spent enough time with any of them, right? Like mainly just Chase because he wouldn't leave my couch for 2 weeks. But not really anything. Like I really don't care too much. Like I DM'd all of them.
Boring.
No, I DM'd all of them when the show aired and I'm like, if you guys need like someone to talk to because no one else has really been in your position, if you want to like, if you need to vent,
that's
or like
nice,
bounce
that's
ideas.
That's really nice, actually.
I'm here.
Yeah. So, yeah, all of them. That's like a lot of work. Yeah. I would never.
I know. But I was also like sitting there. I'm like, I remember when I was there and like I was struggling and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to talk to. So that's kind of how that.
Do you think the high coming off the show, like, drops so dramatically where you're just like, oh, fuck. I need.
That's
I,
hard.
You're like scrambling that now should, to like make like, sure you're still getting up on the same level. Like,
me?
Yeah. Like right after you get finished a show like that, everyone's loving, everyone's super yeah. stoked about you. And then you're, then you don't have a show anymore.
I don't think you've had a low yet.
Yeah. You haven't, no. you haven't like dropped, I feel like.
No, that's, a, I think that's a, the best thing about like just collabing, like moving. And like, I, my thing is,
well,
I,
you moved right into the hype house after Too Hot to Handle. You said, this yeah. ain't going to end, baby.
Yeah. I was, just, I was like, this is an ending. But I'm I
like,
just,
Brian,
think,
get over here. Snap me and Lil Huddy.
No, I just feel like it's just so quick to go. Like it comes yeah. and goes. So I'm like, I'm just trying to meet everyone. That's why I moved to LA right away. I had, the first thing I did when the show finished.
Yeah, that's smart. I took a long time to move to LA and I always respect people who just like don't pussy out and straight do it because it is a hard jump to like go into yeah. the most devilish city ever.
Yeah.
Have you fucked anyone from the season 2 cast?
Have I fucked anyone from season 2 cast? I don't believe so.
How many people have you fucked from the season 1 cast?
Like 5 or something.
Wow.
Almost all of them.
No way.
No way. Well, I remember really? What Francesca, when she really tried to make me hate you, said that you secretly dated one of the other cast
yeah,
members.
Yeah, that never happened. She like was, she was trying to paint me in a bad light, but that's okay. That's on her. That, I know the truth because it was two people in a relationship. It wasn't.
Did you ever have threesomes with Francesca?
Never. No. We almost had one, but then she went and hooked up with a girl and was like, ah, fuck that.
Do you guys believe in having threesomes with people that you like, or do you think you should only have threesomes with people you don't like?
I honestly almost agree. It is so much easier to fuck like multiple people with people you don't like.
I would never have a threesome with someone I was dating or like actually really interested in.
Unless they're really secure or that's like their whole mantra and you go into dating them knowing mm-hmm. they're like a threesome type, I think it's like fine. But like with Chris, I like would never want to. Because
really? You have a throuple at some point?
Yeah.
No.
That, how does that work?
But what's kind of weird though is like during the time it wasn't such a throuple vibe. Like Maude and I didn't really get along that well. Like Bella just really wanted it to be painted that way. And Maude and I, we ended up becoming great friends throughout it. But like we never all fucked at once. But then I did date Maude after. And
well, you all didn't fuck at once? What's the point of having a throuple if you're not all sleeping in the
same
bed?
Cloud farming back right. at that.
Well, oh. I mean, hold smart. On. I also at the time was just like, I wasn't
I
about
it.
I don't yeah. know. But then I was like, ooh, Maude, let's trauma bond and
I remember the first
it.
Time I saw, I literally he was like shocked. I'm like, are they?
Well, all three of us or me and Maude.
We went
together?
To we all went to dinner one night, and Maude was there, and I was like, ooh, sick. Like they're a little flirty. And then we came home, and you guys were cuddling. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, was that like literally? Oh my god, I think that was literally the night
the
that
first time
I like, hooked guys, up.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. yeah
I now he's engaged.
Know. Is he? Yeah. Is Maude engaged?
Yeah, I think he's
to Avril.
Yeah.
yeah. Wait, I don't know if that's true.
Imagine getting left for Avril Lavigne too. Like that hurts me. It's crazy. It was
heard
definitely very
first.
Crazy. It was.
I don't know if it is. No,
I don't know if it's true or not. But if it is, congratulations. She's a fucking icon.
She is yeah, a fucking icon. Great. Hope you can keep
what
her. You crazy player. Motherfucker.
I mean, that's fucking sick.
She's. A, I love her.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, Avril's a fucking icon. Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? You know.
Chill out.
What she yelling for? Should we fucking end this podcast?
Maybe.
I'm uncomfortable. Harry, I don't know what else to ask you about. I think that. Right now, you are killing it. You're on top of the world. And we actually do love you very much. You're definitely the closest friend that we've had on this podcast.
Oh,
and you're
really?
A living yeah. legend. I mean, we did like Bryce and Trisha, but I mean, like we spend, all of us spend like a decent amount of time with you. Lately, you've been a little MIA because I know you're fucking Chloe, but.
I'm not fucking Chloe.
He's grinding.
No, I really, again, like having been drinking, having been going out, people are like, oh, you're going to come to this party? I'm like, no, I don't want to go. Like this week, I'm going to New York because I'm trying to fuck that girl's best friend.
Brilliant.
But. I need like a break because I've been like literally just grinding. Like I haven't been drinking, haven't been doing anything, haven't been sleeping with anyone. So I'm gonna go do something different.
Is there anything you wanna like promote or you wanna talk about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like all of the things.
Yeah,
the reason
talk about what you wanna talk about.
Yeah, hey guys, so subscribe to my OnlyFans, www.onlyfans.com/HarryJazzy. I've got a dating app called Lolly. I have sex toys coming.
Oh, yeah,
you have a dating
that.
App?
The dating app he's been posting a bunch about.
Yeah, yeah, me and Mike Malek.
Look at how far wow. YouTube come.
Yeah, that's but we got cool. a dating app together. It's really cool. It's called Lolly.
Does it work?
What is it? Yeah, what's it like?
It's literally like TikTok meets Tinder. It's literally like you.
What does that
it
mean?
It literally looks like TikTok.
So you have to
and
like post
videos?
TikToks to be on it. Type
yeah,
deal.
It's literally videos. Yeah, it's sick.
That's actually cool because a lot of people like myself use Photoshop photos on a dating app,
we've
so it kind of takes
going
that away.
Times Square.
No way.
That's congratulations. Why I'm going as well. I want to be the poster child. I want to say I found love through Lolly. No. I just want a time scrub.
I want to find us.
We don't want you on.
That's true. I haven't really had a relationship.
Right? Yeah, you're in a relationship. We don't want a cheater on.
And, well, that's really mean. I'm not a cheater anymore, guys. I'm so great now.
Gold membership, if you have like that option, I'd like to.
Not yet.
Me too.
Let me know.
Yeah. Have you ever cheated on someone?
Yep.
Obviously.
How many people have you cheated on?
I appreciate your honesty.
Just one.
Really? Okay. Have you ever cheated on someone?
Mm-mm. Wait, I've never been cheated on.
Wow, you're not the type to get cheated on.
Here's the thing.
Because you're a sweet girl.
I did it one time when I was a lot younger, and then I felt horrible. Like, after the sex, I cried. And I was like, you know what? I never want to put myself and someone that I care about through this, so I'm never going to do it again. And also, when I cheated, when I come on this girl's stomach, so vivid.
It's really vivid, actually.
She was deathly afraid of semen. So I was like, you know what? This is a sign.
She was afraid of, what's it like?
She's like,
ooh,
get it off. Oh my God, gross. And I was like, whoa, it's not fucking battery acid. Like, it's my
your cum might be battery acid.
It's my children.
Have you ever done an STD, Harry?
Yep.
Which ones?
Jesus. You're so honest. Don't tell me that. Wait.
He's
like HIV. Yeah.
I had chlamydia when I was at university, but a couple pills.
So did I. Honestly, I had chlamydia when I was a man.
Have you ever had chlamydia?
I've never had chlamydia.
How have you not? I've never had chlamydia. There's no way that's true.
Why?
Well, right, we can't get into that.
You went to U of A.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Condoms. Ever heard of those before?
That's honestly like now when I go out to parties, I usually see like six or seven people.
How many people do you think she's
fuck.
Had sex with?
Hundreds.
Wait, what's your body count again? You definitely told me this before.
I too. I forgot.
No, tell us the ballpark.
My body count is under 100.
Under 100?
Yeah.
Liar.
No, it's by like five.
Liar, sack of shit. No, you're such a liar. Those are the names she can immediately recall. We did this in Vegas.
Yeah.
What? Could you give us like a ballpark estimate?
Yeah, more than 20, less than 1,000.
What? Yo, honest to God, from now on when someone asks me my body count, that's what I'm going to say. Very more than 20, less than 1,000.
Can you give us a ballpark estimate?
Ballcock?
Balls and cock.
I'd say
nothing like his.
More than 20, less than 200.
You're a fucking liar.
But,
I've seen his notes, everyone.
I think
he's at 540.
Whoa!
I mean, I would not believe it for sure. When you go out
wait,
to a party,
what about his nuts is an indicator of that?
Nuts.
Nuts. You said
notes.
Notes.
Yeah,
come
on.
I thought you said I've seen his nuts.
Come on,
I'm like,
Mindy.
What?
Mindy.
Come on, Mindy Lou.
Oh, she's done with you. That is literally it. Is
Brooke come on, Mindy Lou.
You can't. What sucks about Mindy is it like, it just, yeah. Stop!
Oh my God, we got no, Peggy over here.
Okay, you guys. Now that I'm getting exposed, I think it's time for the canceled podcast. Harry has a hard out right now. So if you guys are mad that this podcast is a little short, it's because he is rich and famous and has to go put on a bunch of Dior and stand on a red carpet and talk about putting his dick in all the people from Netflix. So we must let you go.
Thanks for coming, bro. It's good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me. My name is Harry Jazzy. please don't send me hate. Send me love.
You're not going to get hate from this. You're pretty great. And usually we delve into like people we hate or talking shit. And I think that we, for once, didn't do this.
Yeah, I just don't like talking about it. I don't want to keep him relevant.
But I might drop that expose one day just to ruin his whole new good guy brand. So stay tuned. Harry, we love you to death.
Love you, brother.
For real. You're the best. And I love you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we're all going to go fuck to the B movie.
Thanks for keeping me canceled.
Stay canceled, you guys. Thank you for coming on, Harry. Please. We love you.
Fanimosia is cancelled.
A DWE talent production.